Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Funk reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. McManus reaches second base with a double. Funk scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Alexander trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Alexander picks up the ball and throws it to Hargrave, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schemalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schultz. The throw from Hargrave and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Schemalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malillo hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Stewart moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. Blue moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. Stewart scores. Blue moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and picks off Whitehill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Manish reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schuld hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Schuld settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill fires to first and picks off Gulick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Blue reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Heine Mainisch. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Funk throws the ball into McManus, who tags Kress for the out. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill fires to first and has Schultz trapped. There's the throw to Rogel, who tags Schultz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing left field. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.